Welcome to Radio Gorgeous and Gorgeous Entrepreneurs. I am so pleased to meet the lovely Liv Conlon and welcome her to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on the chat.
Tell us what your company that you started does and who you are.
Okay, so I started the Property Stagers 3 years ago now when I was 17. And what we do is we furnish properties nationwide for service accommodation. So properties are on Airbnb and Booking.com. We also furnish properties for sale and for HMOs as well. And every property that we work with is completely unique. So it's original artwork, and we provide hand-picked accessories and lamps. So it's a completely unique look in every property, and we probably furnish around about 300 per year.
Wow. There's so much impressive information in there. But first I'm going to talk to you. I don't know if people know what staging is. I'm familiar with it. Just a little story as an example. I was selling my uncle's house after he passed away. And so all of the furniture had sort of been dispersed already. People had taken things. And the estate agent came in and she staged the property and it was beautiful. And other people had sort of lowballed the price. She gave she had a mid-range price. She staged it. Like in the basement, he had exercise equipment and overflow pantry storage. She made that into a lounge and guest bedroom area. I mean, it looks stunning. And then she had an open house and offers on the day that exceeded the asking price and clear path to completion. So it was brilliant.
Yeah, so basically it's not something that's massive in the UK at the moment. It's very American, it's very Canadian, and everyone in those places stage their property for sale. Whereas in the UK, it's not quite hit the market. So the way that I describe it is it's giving your property a show home look and feel so that when someone walks into the property, they can imagine themselves living there and imagine like what the lifestyle would be if they were to live there.
Yes, because it's very difficult to visualize. And I was always surprised when I moved here, you'd look at the paper and they'd show this like empty room, you know, with the sockets, you know, showing and just unpainted, you know, or a white box, and that's it. And you're like, okay, I can't even figure out the scale of the room because there's nothing in it.
Yeah, and when actually a property is empty, it looks smaller than it does with furniture in it. And you're trying to make sure that the viewer doesn't have any excuses not to buy the property. So a lot of the time we hear people saying, oh, I couldn't fit a double bed in here. Whereas you could actually fit a king-size bed, two bedsides, and a lot more furniture. But when people are in that space, only 9 out of 10 people can't imagine what to do with an empty space. So, you know, you're really narrowing down who could buy your property.
Right. So you're sort of, you know, for the buyer, pre-interior design services, in a sense. So you're also advertising your own services.
Yep.
As you're working. Okay, so tell me, you're 20 years old. You got into this when you were
17.
Yeah. So how did that happen? How did you hear about it?
So I guess being younger, my mom always just dragged me around show homes. We always had very nice homes. I was sort of dragged around the shops. So I've always had an interest in interior design from quite a young age. And I knew that when I was in school that I didn't want to go down like a traditional path of going to university, although I could have. I did have the qualifications to do that, but I always knew that I wanted to be my own boss and always knew that I wanted to have my own business. Maybe because I'm not very good at taking direction very well. But yeah, it's something I've always known. I had my first business at 13.
Wow, what was that?
I imported nail files from China and then sold them online via eBay. That's something I started whilst I was at school.
Wow, what gave you the idea and the guts to do that?
I had bought nail files myself with my pocket money, and it was about £10 per pair. And I was quite annoyed that I had to pay that much money. So I then imported them. I think it was 37 pence per packet.
And then sold them on.
Yep, and then sold them on at like, I think it was £7 or £8.
Fantastic. Okay, so, and what gave you this particular idea of staging?
Well, my mum invested in property at the time, and she was selling one of her properties, and it was empty. And it sat on the market for 3 months, and nobody wanted it. So then we decided to stage it, and then it sold within 3 days above the asking price. And the person that actually bought the property just wanted all the furniture as well. They literally just wanted to walk in and like sit on the sofa and that be them.
Like a turnkey service.
Yes,
like, just
completely.
Give me
yeah.
everything. Wow. And so did you say, okay, and the price for that will be?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually made like profit off the furniture and the property. So yeah, that's a nice combination. And that's what happens for a lot of our clients. The viewer always ends up buying the furniture.
Fantastic. So in that moment, did you say, okay, this is my business, mom, and you know, you're investing in me, or how did that work?
Yeah, well, my mom had her own business, which was like a training company. So she trained people in customer service, and I was leaving school at the time. So I just started it myself. I didn't do it with any startup funds. And I just started going to the local networking events and introducing myself to people and letting them know what I was up to.
Wow. And did you start documenting things from the very beginning so you would have, you know, something to show?
Yeah, so I've still got photos of like the first installation, that exact one I was speaking of. I've got my first flyers that ever got printed, and the business was actually originally called Live Interiors. And then we changed the name because people thought we were like bespoke interior design, whereas actually it's property staging, so it's a bit different. So now the name, it's what it says in the tin, basically, the property yeah. stagers.
Excellent. And are your clients mostly individuals?
Yeah, I mean, we work with like a whole variety of clients. So we work with some clients that only have one property and they might only ever have one. And then we work with, you know, developers. So we just worked with a client who had a block of 45 apartments in Heathrow. Heathrow. And then we furnished absolutely every one of those wow. with a completely original look.
Wow. So it's not like, I mean, that's very different from sort of corporate interior design
yeah.
where, you know, a hotel is rolled out and every single room, the whole idea
yeah.
is that every single room is the same. This, the idea is that every single property has a unique bespoke feel to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does. It's quite challenging when you're doing it 300 times in 1 year. And we've been doing it for 3 years now. But this particular building, it had three floors. So each floor had a different colour scheme. So that's how we sort of worked it from there. But literally it was about, I think it was 500 cushions. It was 150 bits of artwork. So it was it was a lot of stuff to prepare.
But you've had a couple of years to scale up to that.
Yeah.
And you scaled up to that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, like on one year I was doing about a turnover of £30,000 per year. And then 12 months later I'm doing £1 million per year. And yeah, it's pretty incredible because I think I'd written down goals when I started, and one of my goals was that it would be a good thing to turn over £40,000 per year by 2019.
So that's now, a cute goal.
It certainly is, because now we're doing like triple that a month. So yeah, it's funny.
Okay, so the business started out with you.
Yeah, it started out with just me.
Okay, and now where are you?
So now we have a team of 10, both part-time and full-time, people that work with us. And my mum left her business 18 months ago to join us. So now I work alongside her every day. And actually, my brother's joined the business now also. He joined a few months ago. So yeah, we're really excited to have him on board too.
Okay, but so you decided to start the business because you don't like being told what to do. So does that change the dynamic? Is mom and brother, are they in a support?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it's certainly a team. It's not like I'm at the top and, you know, I make all the decisions. Everything is, like, it goes to sort of a vote. And, yeah, we all work really well together. I think it's a great thing to work with your family. I think sometimes you can speak a wee bit too frankly to each other. But then there's also, like, never that awkwardness because you're so close that you can pretty much say anything and get away with it.
Well, and you can hash things out a lot quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that work for the other people in your business? Because that can sometimes be awkward working for a family business.
I don't think we've had any issues. We all gel really well. That's one of, like, a really important thing when we're choosing someone to, you know, join the team, is that we all have the same vibe and we have a great laugh. It's really important to us that we all got on.
Yeah, they're joining the family.
Yeah, they are joining the family.
Well, I imagine that's also really important because you didn't make the same decisions as other 16 and 17-year-olds. You left school, mm-hmm. you decided I'm not going to university. So that's kind of isolating at that age because, you know, if your friends are going off to uni, mm-hmm. you're going off to, you know, uni is a sort of unique time in your life that it's only people your age, a lot of partying, or, you know, just a very social time. So what's that been like? There's got to be some pitfalls.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always as great as it sounds. Being an entrepreneur as it's made out to be because, yeah, there's not a lot of people you can relate with. And I'm not friends with anyone really now that I went to school with because we went on two completely different paths. We're not falling out. It's just we don't have a lot to talk about anymore. I guess that is one of the sort of downfalls of running your own business. But once you get out there and you start meeting other like-minded individuals, then you create a spark and it's a new group of people, you know, hang about with. Yeah,
I was gonna say, and that's why it's really important that your team is, you know, is solid and that people you want to spend a lot of time with. Because as you just described your schedule to me before we started talking, you know, you're in London today, Glasgow tomorrow, I think you said Birmingham on Sunday, and then back to London on Monday, and then.
I mean, it's so important to sort of have the team in the background that you can rely on. So we've had like four installations the past 2 days, and the team have just been working away on them. And obviously I've been on flights and been really busy, so I've not been there as a point of contact. So it's been important that they can, you know, work themselves. And yeah, we really trust them to do that.
Fantastic. I love because you really are the face of the business. You know, it's not mom. It really is you.
Yeah.
On your own. Is your mom just like completely proud of you?
Yeah.
She definitely. Silly proud.
She really is. And you know, that's something that she's always said. Like, you be the face of it. You go out and do it. It's your time. I'm happy that I'm here to support you and be part of the journey, but, you know, it's your business and do with it what you want, yeah.
Okay, so here's a question. You're 20. You're obviously extremely forward-thinking. And I can foresee, because success breeds copycats.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, you know, estate agents bringing this in-house.
Yeah.
I mean, where they really should. I mean, come on,
they
let's
should,
be honest.
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest. They should be doing this themselves. They'd make more money.
Yeah. Duh. I know.
Anyway, but so prior to that happening, I'm happy for you to make the money.
Yeah.
You had the idea. You got on it. Okay, but so I could foresee a time, you know, when that happens. Do you have, and you seem like a girl with a plan.
Yeah.
Do you have, you know, sort of ideas of where you might go?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you say that because when I started out, there was probably no one else in the market really doing this. Whereas now, in probably the past 12 months, there's been so many, you know, new businesses opened, people that are just doing home staging, people that are doing a very sort of similar service, like furniture packs. And I was actually just at an event in London last week, and it's called the Home Staging Association of the UK.
Oh, who knew?
So, yeah, there's now this association bringing people together in the UK. And, you know, it was a really nice vibe, as it's not thought of as there are competition, but actually let's share the work. If there's something that we can't fulfill, then, you know, recommend a different company. But yeah, I think in terms of the scale, how we've scaled it up, I think it would be really challenging for someone to come onto the market and sort of, you know, build it up the way that we have. We've got like all 5-star reviews, really happy clients, and our look is so original. So to be able to, you know, have the in-house artists, import all the furnishings, I handpick it all. It's a challenging business to run. So yeah, I'd say to someone, definitely try it, but it is challenging.
Good luck to you. Okay, so, and how do you see Brexit as an obstacle or as an opportunity?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure at all what's going to happen there. I think we could really take this business to other parts of, you know, Europe. I know there's a real demand for it in Marbella. So I'm not sure how that would work when Brexit goes ahead.
I'll be your rep.
Yeah. But, you know, I think you should... The only thing you can do is see it as an opportunity because it's happening. So we're just going to have to deal with it when it comes.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Liv Conlon. I am so super impressed and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.